Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Actually, 7:36, Future of Business. The NedBank Future of Business of, what am I saying?
NedBank Future
of Business Time.
Conference time.
Conference time. Yes, did they?
Yeah.
That is really free now. Shekwan, you co-hosted the proceedings yesterday.
Yeah.
At Rombos.
Mm-hmm.
From what we saw on the Future Media Namibia platforms,
mm-hmm.
is that it was exquisite.
But, yes,
you know, sometimes social media can also spaza us.
Mm.
So let's
what
hear.
What do you mean? I'm even saying,
spazas.
Yeah,
there were just two people there.
No, not
but
even.
But it looks so nice through the lens content was created.
The space that we got, right, accommodates 300 people.
Oh, okay.
But there was 350 people.
Oh, snap.
Yes, but there was still more than enough space for everyone, right?
Well, to talk to us.
Yes, it was really, really full, man. Mm. It was, oh my God, just a great turnout. I was so happy and so excited and so blessed to be there. So yeah, the NedBank Future of Business Conference, I mean, it's been coming for a while now. I did interviews. A lot of interviews actually with the speakers leading up to the conference, you know, a little bit of an insight as to what we can expect on the day.
Hmm.
And then the day actually came and tickets were only $800 Namibian, partner.
Okay.
Now, we spoke about it, obviously, on the show, plugging you as per usual. But that $800 was actually nothing compared to the value that people actually got with the conference.
Hmm.
Partner, there was breakfast.
Okay.
Right. So there are the coffee with the muffins. You know, it's me. I won't go to a place if there's no food. Right.
Yeah.
And Rombos always has amazing food.
Yeah, they've got amazing
But anyway,
food,
so the coffee in the morning came with like muffins and rusks and other snacks and hooters, right?
Yeah.
Then we broke and broke for like a break for maybe not about 20 minutes.
Mm.
And then there was like snacks again and coffee and refreshments and whatever. Then the actual lunch and then another break with snacks and dessert and everything else. And then we had the cocktails after. What do you mean?
Nice.
It was amazing, man. But yeah, down to business. This was obviously in sponsored by NedBank in collaboration with Future Media, Auric Namibia, Droombos, Salt IT, Salt Essential IT, sorry, Fly Namibia, and APS, that is Africa Personnel Services.
Mm.
All right. And amazing speakers, I'll tell you, partner, because, you know, we touched on the future of leadership, you know, how you can apply that to your business as well, the future of human resources, communications, IT. And great speakers. I would really, really have to give it up to the Future Media team, obviously alongside NedBank as well, for like the, you know, that the speakers that they had, AI, the conversation on AI,
yes.
Cybersecurity and AI as well. So the speakers, the caliber of the speakers that were actually there, it was something out of this world, man. Yes, you know, you hear of a conference and yeah, it's happening from 7:30 in the morning to 5:30 in the afternoon. And it's obviously going to be a long day. But also, I promise you, there's no one that was in that room that left
empty.
Empty.
Mm.
Right? Mm. So yeah, we had also had Jason Quinn, partner. Jason Quinn is like a big dog.
Okay.
At NedBank. Now he's the NedBank Group CEO. All right. And then I also just asked him the question, like, you know, what was his first job? Does he remember how much he got paid for it? And I was like, and this in no way is me landing on how much you're getting paid today.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah. But then it's like, yeah, you can Google that. I'm like, okay, cool. Give someone an idea or the people an idea. We also had Tatiana Ndlovu. Now she gave a master class on communications and marketing. Now, Tatiana Ndlovu also had the pleasure of interviewing her prior to the conference.
Okay.
She's the head of marketing for NedBank Africa.
Mm.
Big dog. Yes. Right?
Okay.
And when you see her, she's like a Barbie doll. You know what I mean? So cute. And but you can
but
see when it comes to
knowledge.
Yeah, when it comes to her work,
mm.
yeah, no, she's serious about
bull.
That. Yes.
Okay.
So it was really insightful, man. It was a great space. There was obviously a lot of networking that happened as well. This was the first of many to follow. Obviously, Ruke, she's the brand manager for Learn on One.
Yes.
She actually planned the conference, partner.
Nice.
Yes. So
nice.
Just
a
riding
conference
solo.
Of that magnitude.
Yes. But obviously, with the support of the Future Media Marketing team. team as well, you know. Mm. I cannot overlook the work of Zell Brandt, yes. Shade Naubes, Yulani, Yochi. The team goes on, obviously, yeah. with the great designers, Andre and Allison as well. So kudos to the team. And I was so proud and so happy to be a part of such a beautiful, powerful platform. And I killed it.
That's on par. Like yeah. if you have to I say it yourself, you know.
Doing all that we can for the kingdom. I'm so happy, man, honestly. Yeah. So kudos to the team, and I cannot wait to see where they take this platform or this conference next year.
All right, cool. Mm. You know what I've seen about just like my observations from far this year, right? Mm. Is that there's quite a number of platforms being created, to bring some of this powerful, influential, people in one room.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the forums, the conferences, and so on and so forth. There's more of that now, and I think it really gives the smaller person, the hustler, the one with an idea, the one that just started out, or maybe the one that wants to make a different move, a bit of that kickstart to say, okay, cool, future of business is here. There's going to be all this incredible, you know, brains in one room. I can shoot my shot, or I can leave my idea with someone, or I can grab someone's business card. And I think it's incredible.
Because obviously there are the different heads for, you know, Nedbank, for example, and all the other sponsors were in the room, like CEOs and MDs and so forth. So I was even saying, like, you know, when we go out and we take a break, please just connect with someone that you don't know. It could be that person that you are connected with on LinkedIn. You follow them. You have a project that you know that they'll be able to help you see through to the finish line. Talk to those people. And I saw so many people exchanging business cards. A lot of them, obviously, because they're also in the space of digital business, right?
Yeah.
So they had their business cards on their phone, and they were scanning each other's business cards.
Oh, what's the level?
You know?
What's the level?
So there was even like a conversation that I overheard, and I swear a deal was closed there. It was very serious. You know what I mean? So the next time that you hear about the Nedbank Future of Business Conference, because I know that the partnership has been formed now. I know for a fact that they're going to jump on this next year again. Just make sure that you invest in it, man. It's truly, truly worth it. And you never know what could be on the other side of that conference for you. And, you know, just your business, man. Because what were the stats a few weeks ago? That 28% of working Namibians that have 8-to-5 jobs have side hustles.
Sinje. And rightfully so.
And rightfully so, you know. So you also want to really understand, how do I run my business, you know? As opposed to you tender here, you get the payout, and the project is handed over to you. You go to a bank, you get the financing for it. Now, before you deliver said project or items or consignment that is needed for said project, you buy yourself a car. Now everyone, my village people must know, but you have not delivered the consignment and this, you know what I mean? Yeah. So how do you manage money? Because obviously a lot of us don't really, like, we move our money in our personal lives in a certain way.
Yeah.
How I feel today, but I feel like
business way.
In a business way, it's completely different. So you need to be in spaces like this to elevate yourself, man.
That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ashikwan. Appreciate it. And congratulations on being a hostess.
Much. Yes.
And doing an incredible job. Okay.
The body was tea.
Okay. Outfit was tea.
Oh, period.
Okay.
I know that's right. Okay. All I need to do is stop eating bread.
Bread.
So that I can... And snatch.
You ladies, you guys, you have all the tools. You can just get that one, that thing that you put around the waist most. You have all the tools are there. And they're not there. You guys are unfairly advantaged when it comes to these things. Just buy that thing, was.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Those things, the things are there. Oh, problema. It's the eating habits, my dear.
Okay. We are together now. Stick around. 7:46. We talk blunder of the week and moment of the week when we get back.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.